Speaking of missing a part of their ear, I worked with a guy that was missing half of his left ear, and we called him 18 months. You know why? That's it. It's an ear and a half. Ear and a half.
Nice little play on words there.
Do you want a different one?
It's a nice little play on words there.
It's not nice. Don't encourage him.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that. He's going to be like, I'm coming here next week.
Good one, Sony. Second Office. It's another episode. I'm your host, Alex George, with Doc and Sody. What's up, guys?
How are you? How was your week?
Really? Crazy? A lot of stuff, right? A lot of stuff to cover.
What was the highlight?
Man, my personal highlight would have had to have been... I want to talk about this. I want to carve out some time for this.
Talk about it.
It's a long-awaited release of CFB 25.
Ooh!
So it's been great. It's been good. Since it dropped, it's been good. My weekend was timed perfectly. So I've had all last night, good chunk of today, all damn day tomorrow.
Is now not a good time to let you know I'm going to need you tomorrow.
Yeah, terrible time. I'm also going to be sick. Because tickle coming on. So
oh.
I don't want to hurt everyone.
So. Man, that's
right,
funny.
The time I shoot you now.
That bonus check will be sick too. So,
yeah, it's gonna be so sick.
That's kind of you.
Can't wait.
If you're tossing bony checks around, I mean,
what about you guys?
I caught the biggest fish of my life.
Yeah, you did.
The biggest fish of my life. Let's go. Woo! In a kayak, nonetheless.
Show the picture to the camera. Show the picture to the camera. Hold on. Do I still have it? Here. Here you go. Say it again. You got biggest fish of your life. Say it again.
You got the biggest fish of my life. All right. For the viewers,
it was like this big.
For those listening, check out our YouTube because you'll get to see this fish that Sody pulls out of the damn water.
Wow. Look at the size of that fish.
Congrats, dude.
That's the biggest fish.
Congrats.
Yeah. In a kayak, dude. Almost lost a toe.
Yep. Just a little guy.
That's great.
Just a little, buddy.
Just a little
snot rocky.
That's all.
It's a unit.
Doc, did you catch the biggest fish of your life this past week? Even metaphorically?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been cruising.
Let's go.
Just been cruising all week.
That's right. For the?
College football, baby.
Well, and
Florida
Gators. Florida Gators.
That's right. Chomp, chomp.
That's right.
Chomp, chomp in the swamp, swamp.
Yeah, I mean, I made an offense coordinator, hit random, got lucky. Down in the SEC.
You didn't choose the Gators?
You know,
that's hilarious. That's your team.
Urban Meyer's daughter used to be a pro wakeboarder. Gigi Myers, I believe her name was.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds like you've done a lot of stalking.
She was talented.
Got him.
She was talented. She came across my algorithm. What? Did Livy Dunn come across yours? Because she's talented.
Who's that?
Bowl. Don't even.
Not familiar.
Wait, what?
And well, I know Grady showed her to us.
You don't know who Livy Dunn is, though? She doesn't just pop up. She's everywhere. She's like a Gatorade star, Under Armour, Nike, all this stuff.
No.
Do you know what sport she plays?
Oh, she's going back to LSU because she said not done yet. I saw that. I don't know if she does.
Paul Skeens? How do you pronounce his last name? That's who she does.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Whoa, dude.
Nice.
They're just hanging out.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just good buds.
There's a lot of hearts you could break by.
There's good buds.
Did you see that dude threw like 108 miles an hour the other night?
Yes.
And then literally just like, I can't remember what he did. It was super cool and walked away like, yeah, that was freaking fast.
Yeah.
He looked at it and was like, dang.
Well, I mean, he's only the fifth rookie ever to start the All-Star game.
Who's cooler, him or Tim Lincecum? Remember that guy?
Yeah. I remember Timmy.
Timmy Lynn.
With his long hair.
Injuries did him in, right?
Well, he was reliving that Dazed and Confused kid, wasn't it?
He looks like an older version.
The one that was about to get his ass spanked by Ben Affleck.
That's right.
And the dude who was in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yes.
By the way, remember in Too Fast, Too Furious?
Mm-hmm.
When they're raiding that one room, that trailer park, and they have to get all the money out of there?
Yes.
And that one cop that owed somebody a favor after they put a rat on his stomach and got the bucket really hot?
Yeah.
It's not like he didn't report what was happening, but he had to wait long enough for a crime to be committed. Weird. Like,
Where'd this come from?
No, I'm saying, like, what if somebody could see something happening? Like, there are people watching, like, hey, what's going on here? And this guy's like, don't do anything. Don't do anything. And they're like, no, no, no.
That'd be crazy.
Don't do anything. And all of a sudden, they're like, they're leaving with money that they stole. And they're like, all right, cops, take them out.
That wouldn't happen in real life.
No, it's a movie, Doc. It's a movie. Okay. A great one, though, with a lot of cool cars and stuff.
Yeah. Fast stuff. Very fast stuff.
And it's got Rip in it.
I didn't realize that you had to deal with this, though. So I got these new shorts.
Oh, look at them go. Do you need another round of applause?
But right, when I
again,
sit
for
down,
the listeners, check out YouTube, because he's giving it all.
I can't look again.
All of my tan lines.
That's premium content.
You got to pay to see these tan lines.
You better stay bashful over there, young man.
Yeah, I'm unabashed.
Right. Hey, Alcaraz beats Djokovic for the Wimbledon final for his fourth Grand Slam title.
Do you mean Alcatraz? Like
I was
going to
say the prison?
No, Alcaraz. Alcaraz. Congrats. Rob McIntyre wins the Scottish Open.
Doesn't he do Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
Close.
That's
Rob. That's Rob McElhenney.
Oh.
Rob McElhenney?
Something. R.I.P. Shelley Duvall. We lost an all-time great. Really?
Who?
From The Shining?
Oh, yeah, dude. She got her cheek bit.
Yep.
Didn't she die in that movie?
No.
Oh.
Nope. Have you seen The Shining?
No.
Doc. Dude, what? Dr. Sleep with Ewan McGregor?
Man.
Was I
alive in the
70s? Wait a minute. Dead serious. George, have you seen Dr. Sleep with Ewan McGregor?
No.
You know, that's like the prequel.
Yes, I know.
It's incredible.
I know. I got to see it.
It's incredible.
I forgot it was a thing until you're saying it right now.
If you've ever experienced lucid dreaming or dabbled in that, do not watch
it. Forgot it was a thing until you're bringing it up right now, so thank you.
Stay out of that freaking middle zone, man.
Ooh. Oh, man, dude, I had a crazy dream last night.
Yeah, let's go.
Tell us about it.
Crazy dream. To the fucking elevator at the hotel.
You guys have an elevator
collapsed.
Just for that?
I was on the eighth floor.
Oh, my God.
I was,
God.
Like, hanging on for dear life as I went down
You were on
stories.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Read into this. What do you take from that?
I'm going to Google it. I have a laptop now.
What does it mean if you're on the eighth floor of the hotel that you're the general manager of?
Does.
And the elevator is collapsing and you're hanging on by your damn fingertips.
Dude, that's privileged information you just gave out there. Yeah. You don't need to know that.
Read into that.
Elevators falling.
Tell me what you find.
Well, I'm...
He's doing
it. Literally. Okay. Yeah.
A falling elevator dream often symbolizes a lack of control, anxiety, or fear of impending danger. Are someone going to hurt you? Are you safe at home?
I'm not.
It can reflect concerns about job security, relationship issues, or general sense of instability in your waking life. Never mind. Doc, how was your week?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Do we need to,
wait a minute.
Do we need to stop recording?
Are you
Get
good,
real
bro?
For a minute?
This is...
Guys, I'm wearing long sleeves for a reason.
Oh, my God. So, I found a new emo country band. Speaking of cutting yourself. Oh, my God. They are good. Oak Treaty Revival.
You're just like...
Oak Treaty Revival. Listen to these guys. It's like Blink 182 made country.
Boot, scoot, and cutting.
You guys. You too. You freaking too.
Cutting hay and wrists, man. I'm
you
just kidding. That's
too.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's bad.
You freaking too.
No, I think everything's fine. Fuck.
Very good.
Maybe not.
Shit.
We got barbecue coming.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Are we going to film ourselves eating that?
We got Q on the way.
That's
we're
going
to
awesome.
Have to try our best
just,
around these
to
electronics.
See who can carry the conversation the longest while we're stuffing our face with BQ.
Slurping it down.
Where's this coming from, by the way? Little spot?
Classic, yeah. No,
little spot.
No, it's Famous Dave's. Famous Dave's.
I wanted to do something different, but...
You didn't. No wonder you didn't say that. You were just like, hey, we're getting barbecue.
Well, Famous Dave's, I don't know. I am not educated on barbecue. I remember it every time I've had it, which has been a handful of times. It's been great.
All right.
Tell me.
No, it's good.
It's cool
it's
if
cool,
I'm wrong.
Man.
It's cool if I'm wrong.
I can't wait to be proven.
I wanted to do some place called like Old Smokehouse Barbecue.
Old Southern.
Yeah.
Two things I love.
It was easier this
name
way.
Name something that's... Never mind.
Okay.
I was going to say, name something that's old and Southern that's ever done anything wrong.
Well...
Well, what's next on your list? What's next on your list, baby?
So what I got? So aside from college football dropping, aside from all these great things,
God, it's so glorious.
Crazy shit, right? An assassination attempt on a former president. That happened. And while I like to think of this show as a as an avenue to steer away from a lot of that stuff, Sodi, I'm going to look to you to focus on something that the media is not, probably not giving enough attention to in the wake of this.
Well, realistically, we need to realize that when we have people who have an opposing view of a candidate, they're shooting at him now. That's radical politics. We can't have that. This is unacceptable. There's a lot of things that were unacceptable about that day, including the fact that Corey, I'm going to butcher this last name, Comparator, died while shielding his wife and daughter from gunfire. He immediately, first thing he did, this guy's a volunteer firefighter, great dude, threw his wife, daughter down, shielded them, and took a bullet and died. That. So we lost a life, an American citizen, a volunteer firefighter, an amazing person in his community. And that's, it's just senseless, and it's a real bummer. It's I've just kind of been bummed ever since that happened, because it's, I don't know. It's weird that we're really here. This is like somebody can't get up and speak anymore without being shot at. It's disgusting.
Yeah. RIP.
Sorry, I'm such a bummer.
An absolute, no, you're not. Thanks for calling attention to something that people need to realize outside of.
And there's a great statement
from his
daughter.
The guy's behind Trump.
Yeah, look up the statement from his daughter. She describes this dude really well. And or not dude, this hero. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Hero very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. It's too damn much. Everyone settle down. I do believe you are going to touch more on that on for our premium content.
We're going to rip it open. We are going to rip it open.
All right.
Yeah. Rip it open.
Patreon.com/secondoffice. A little bit of fallout over in the wake of this that Tenacious D is facing. Are you guys familiar?
Kyle Gass and Jack Black.
Uh-huh. The band.
Yep. Saw the movie.
Amazing movie.
Tribute. Great song.
Amazing band.
Yeah. Great guys.
Two seemingly amazing people, correct?
From what I thought.
Yes.
Are you going to change my mind?
Well, no, I don't. My opinion has not changed for either of them.
Yeah.
Anyways. It was Kyle Gass's birthday on stage, and they sing him happy birthday, and he says thank you, and he makes a birthday wish, and something to the effect of next time, don't miss.
Mm.
People laughed in the audience, you know, yada, yada, yada. Everyone took it as a joke, meant to be as a joke. A lot of shit since then. So Jack Black makes a statement. I was blindsided by what was said at the show on Sunday. I would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. After much reflection, I no longer feel it is appropriate to continue the Tenacious D tour, and all future creative plans are on hold. I am grateful to the fans for their support and understanding. Kyle Gass did a separate statement where he just essentially apologized profusely. He has since been dropped by his agency.
I will say two things. One, Kyle Gass is a comedian. Comedians make jokes. But two, if Donald Trump hadn't have turned right at that moment, a lot of people would have watched a man die that day. And that's fucked up.
Well, and it would have been a lot more than
and
that.
And we'd be in a much worse place for it as a country. 100%.
Yeah.
So... So I agree with you, Sodi. It's I think the fallout's a little much from it. I think his apology was necessary, but he said his apology, and I hope that it doesn't really affect the Tenacious D relationship or their future art making.
I'm just
they're fucking great.
I'm just realizing
they're just great. Was our opening joke
distasteful? No.
If anything, it was a little soon.
Nah, it's fine.
We're good.
It's okay. If anything, that's
you're very tan. You're very tan. No, so congrats.
I promise.
Okay. Well, either way. I said I wanted to carve out some time because I do. Doc, how you like get into it?
What am I getting into?
College football. 25.
What is there to talk about?
Everything. You tell me, man. Come
I don't
on.
Play it. Tell me about it.
I've been working.
I want to live vicariously.
You've played.
And by working, fingers. I've been working the grassroots and recruiting these boys.
Damn right.
Where do you get them from?
Right.
Where do you get your linemen? Iowa?
Iowa and Wisconsin, baby.
Frick.
Farm fed.
Cornerbacks from Florida, right?
Long hair.
Usually. Yep. Remember that documentary about kids that came out of the whatever town where they chased.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
They chased chickens. And they were all lightning fast.
Not what I was thinking of, actually.
Oh. Nope.
There's a town in Florida that a lot of NFL players are from.
Nah, then I get my receivers from North Texas because they're physical.
I get my pitches out in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Is that copyright?
I think you were under the time limit.
I get my quarterbacks from California. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I get my old lineman from Wisconsin.
You know, sometimes I think what my dream is alluding to is...
Are you talking about the one where your whole life's in impending
doom?
Like,
why
that dream?
Do you, every week, why do you keep doing this to yourself? Why do you keep putting yourself in the middle of these two?
We're the reason for your dream? No. Come on.
Hey, don't shoot at me.
You might be onto something.
I hope not. Truly
either
hope
on
not.
Something or onto something, Doc.
You told
I'm
me you're what?
It.
You're six. You're 6 or 7 and 0.
Yes.
You're the offensive coordinator.
Offense coordinator.
How's the offense doing?
Dude, my average points per game is like 70 something.
Let's fucking go. Making a statement.
Who's the quarterback? Is he the reason? Are you running offense? You mix in the RPO.
Both, man.
Yeah,
dude. With the wear and tear, you can't just kill your guys.
But speaking of that, George, how are your grades?
Okay, so I've also been playing college football 25.
Last I heard you were ineligible for grades.
It's been a damn blast.
And he texted me like,
it's been
midnight, like I'm cheating off some dude to pass this test. Don't worry, I'm fine. Yeah. I want this.
So about that.
This is going to make me buy a PS5.
So about that.
This game
I really hope it does. Great. So here's how it starts. I've always been a fan of UCLA. Toured there a bunch of times, thought about going there, but it was like $80,000 a year for out of state. Not doing that.
That's stupid.
Beautiful campus. And at the time that I was touring, K-Love was on the UCLA basketball team, and they were great.
No shenanigans.
And I think they were like a 2 seed that year or something. And UCLA, Kevin Love.
Browns.
Kevin Love. He switched to 11 almonds a day and became really
probably
skinny.
Probably the
and then
third
he went to
greatest
Cleveland.
Timberwolf ever. Maybe fourth now. I'd put Ant over K-Love, yeah.
He went to Cleveland and won a championship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We got Andrew Wiggins. Yeah.
The white guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. The rebounder and the three-point shooter.
I like to say the bearded guy.
Love K-Love. Anyways.
That's a lot of love.
Quarterback for the Bruins, right? I come in as a 5-star recruit because they just make it that easy to choose. They give you more points to start with. So I said, yep, I'll take that. Freshman year.
Took the easy way.
I'm catching, damn right, catching right up to the senior quarterback. He sends me this text.
Well, yeah, you're super talented. I hope you would.
Mm-hmm. Sends me a text when I join the team. Hey, welcome to the team. It's a good squad. Don't expect to take my job. All right? I'm like, yeah, I took the nice route. I said, hey, thanks for the well wishes.
Did you expect to take his job?
Absolutely.
Is it because you knew you were already talented when you got there?
Oh, yeah.
Just
5-star recruit.
You didn't have to prove yourself.
Never heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Anyways. First handful of weeks go by, we're like 2-5. I'm creeping up on him on the depth chart. At this time, all I'm worried about is proving my leadership, staying healthy, and training.
What about being a student?
Well,
athlete.
You know, just didn't...
They don't call them athletic students. They call them student athletes.
The minimum is a 2.0. You have to maintain a 2.0 GPA. I thought that would be easy.
If anyone knows the importance of education, it's me.
Anyways, I was turned off by it because a thing came up. It's like,
It said,
study for a test. And it you have to spend energy, but it had two coins by it, two energy coins. I thought I gained those coins the first time I did it. And then I spent 3, and I was like, that sucks. I'm never doing that again. That's training time I could have had, first of all. Okay. Yep. Fail my midterms. I'm like 1.7 GPA. I am ineligible. While I'm ineligible, I'm still practicing, and the team sucks, so I trigger quarterback battle. Kick his ass, but I'm still ineligible.
But you're dumb.
Yep. Still ineligible for the next 2 weeks. And over those next 2 weeks, because I'm not playing, he retakes me for the starter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I got to creep back up to him. We're getting towards the end of the season. I catch back up to him, trigger another quarterback battle just as I pass the finals with straight Bs. Beat his ass again in the quarterback battle. Overtake him for starter for our bowl game, last game of the season. This is his last game as a senior, the last probably football game he'll ever play in his life, and they benched his ass for me.
You feel real good, don't you?
Kicked ass too.
We
won. Yeah, totally won.
What?
I cheated on a test. I took the risk and cheated on a test. Yes, I got a brief bump to my GPA.
You shouldn't admit that.
My damn Academic advisor turned me in, and I flunked.
Did you do in this?
I found out 2 weeks later.
After that win,
academic advisor turned me in, and I flunked. GPA back down.
Yeah, but you won the freaking game, didn't you, baby?
Damn. Well, yes.
It's my dub,
man. You should have seen
it. My dub. You should have seen. That's the only grade you need. A dub, baby.
That's what I said.
About A's, B's, C's, D's, none of that.
I ain't here to play school.
We're here for dubs.
Okay, you're not paying for me to come here and play school.
Hit it. Sorry. I can't wait to get this.
No, yeah, you should have seen him when I got here. I came downstairs, he's straddling the couch, just,
I was going to say, what kind of walk did you do after that win?
Okay.
Did you walk around and just look at...
Brings me to the next leg of the story. So glad you
parts
asked.
Of your basement and just went, what?
Kind
get
of.
Some.
Kind of.
Oh!
Kind of.
You guys want to see my video?
He started lifting the dumbbells.
Just going all over everybody. So, is that why my dumbbells are out?
Yeah.
Because you were just out.
Had to get
rapping.
That. Had to release.
God, I love right? that.
So.
What a.
Coming into sophomore year.
Quality video.
Coming into sophomore year. First game of the year. And this is cool that UCLA is. I forgot UCLA is in the Big Ten now. So that's kind of cool. First game of the year is at number two ranked Ohio State, Sody. Number two ranked Ohio State in their house. Routes are shaky. I can't tell which button is who. I can't hear shit. And I'm just fucking slicing and dicing. Oh, my God. Just carving them right up. Great game. Comes down to the final minute. We are down by six. Final drive of the game. I got to go 90 yards, and I do it with a fucking corner fade. Just dropped right in the damn basket. And got a video game got a reaction out of me that I haven't had in a long time. I jumped up, and I yelled.
Did you say profanities?
No. It was just Ric Flair about three times.
Love that.
Woke my wife up.
Oh, dude, I wooed when I caught that fish. That's all I could do when I put it back in the water.
Woo!
Yeah. All
yeah.
Hey, just so you know, he woke his wife up playing a game that's a demo. So he doesn't even have the full game yet.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a...
But it let me have that experience.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Demo. Demonstration of love.
Thanks, Doc. Any other... Anyway, it's great to it's great to be with you too. It's great to be back after 10 years. We miss you, CFB. Love it. All right. Well, let's cruise right in the NFL.
Man, do you know how many people were playing that game last night?
Yeah. Well, not do you have a number?
Yeah, it was like 775,000 at one time.
Jeez Louise.
That's like 3/4 of a million.
This
is what we've been waiting for.
They had to back
what did you tell your wife
up.
This is the equivalent of?
No, my wife actually told me because she, I guess, you know, on whatever algorithm she's on. It was trying to make her understand that she's not going to have a husband for the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's good that they get that message out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it told her that this is the, for guys, this is the equivalent to the Eras Tour for women.
Yeah.
So as much as they bow down to Satan.
No. Not Satan. She's
good, I'm going.
Just the, she's the leader of the, she's the leader of the church.
Close.
Low, right? She's like the Antichrist.
Okay. But as much as they love her, that's what this game is for us.
Yes.
So
don't fucking talk to me.
Leave me alone.
Can I have 2 seconds to talk about
where leave me alone.
I slightly disagree what this game is. This game is not for us to play again. What this game reminds us of, how old were you when College Football 14 came out, George? What were you doing on a daily basis? Your life was carefree.
Yeah, you didn't have 17.
You didn't have the responsibilities we do now. You didn't have the things that are going on.
Would I have been?
You were older than that.
Yeah, you'd been older than that.
But we lived like we were 17. We were living in L.A.
Yeah, we were playing that in L.A.
We were out there in L.A. just goofing, new boot goofing, acting, getting weird acting jobs.
Yeah.
Weird ones. Anyway, but that's what I think this game. It's bringing back for people.
So it means for everyone. You gonna get a PS5?
The last time you played it, all you can think of is like, dude, I had nothing that was stressing me out. And right now, there's a lot of things stressing people out, including the fact that people can't get up and talk without getting shot at.
Yes.
That's bullshit.
Yes.
Stop it. You, enough. Stop wishing bad things on people. Just talk about stuff and calm down and make conversation.
Use your words like a big boy clone.
Do it, Lars.
Austin Powers.
Wait, what?
It's an Austin Powers quote.
I don't think that's right.
Yep.
Which clone?
Mini-Me.
Oh.
Come on. Come on. Mm. Agreed. Agreed, Sody. Okay. Well,
I
sure.
Didn't know what I said.
That's all right. Because we're going right into the NFL.
I thought we already did.
Nope. Okay. Nope, just college football. Man, haven't you guys cheated? And didn't you guys cheat? Sorry. Doc, did you cheat in college?
I didn't go to college.
Doc, you ever cheat?
Of course not.
Oh, come on. Throw me a freaking bone here.
No.
Bullshit.
I didn't cheat.
Bull fucking shit.
Why would I cheat?
Bullshit. Not giving me anything.
I'm still trapped, baby.
I'll never forget.
Do you guys like Celsius?
Sodi, I'll never forget in California when we took an 8-person online test. We had 8 Googles going at once, 98%.
What are you talking about?
Did you miss a couple on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Dude, we cheated at college.
It was St. Patty's.
I helped him.
It was St. Patty's.
Why didn't we educate me during that time? I feel like I kind of got left in the dust.
Got your own form of education.
I drove you around.
Namely, don't smoke incense.
Dude.
Right? Kids, don't do that because it's fucking scary.
If you're going to smoke stuff, make sure it grows out of the ground.
Yeah. Yep. Don't trust the lady who says it's the same thing and it's great. And this isn't the stuff that just got outlawed.
Well, remember K2? Remember K2 back? K2 was sold in smoke shops.
It was K2 with a different name. Scooby Snacks. And I'm sure there's a different fucking name for it these days. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's cool. I'm fine. I turned out okay, right?
It was bad. What better time to indulge than summer? And where better to indulge than with some island luxury? Bermuda is a perfect escape for the everyday hustle and bustle. With its stunning pink sand beaches and clear turquoise waters, this is a picture-perfect paradise that will take your breath away. Discover Bermuda by reaching out to Kay at Sulit Experience, SULIT Experience.com.
Hey everyone, Sodi with the Second Office here. I'm sure I don't have to remind you, we're entering a new age of cannabis in this wonderful state of Minnesota, and our friends over at Flipside Dispensary and Music want to be your guide to finding that perfect high. You can shop their curated selection of THC and CBD edibles and drinks, peruse their 1,500 $5 records, chill in their custom-built listening lounges, and enjoy a cannabis atmosphere that is second to none. Located directly across from Bogart's Donuts in Minneapolis, Flipside is ready to help you spark a moment of joy and vibe to the music while you do it. Find them at FlipsideMN.com or at FlipsideMN on socials. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. See you on the flip side.
Yeah.
That's bad stuff.
Yeah. You are fine.
So Receiver just dropped on Netflix. Go ahead, Sodi.
Have you seen
Doc it? Has not. I've seen the first episode.
I saw the first episode.
Huge Amon-Ra fan, by the way.
I was just going to say, makes me love Amon-Ra St. Brown. Yep. The whole family. Those guys are awesome.
His price just went up.
He's going to be a bust this year. I don't want him anymore.
Ooh.
I will say this.
Hot take.
I will say this. For guys that want to watch this with their gal, show them the first episode, because the first episode has a great touch on Kittle's relationship with his wife.
Yes.
And I didn't realize the game he had where he got his first touchdown last season. I won't spoil it. But it meant a lot to him and everybody that was there. So, gals, if you listen to this show, I know we have a huge female following. Watch Receiver.
Huge.
You're going to love it. Huge. The first episode is going to make you a way bigger Kittle fan than you ever were of Kelsey,
I promise.
He seems
great.
They have a miscarriage. Is that it?
Well, they don't talk about that, but that happened, I think.
I don't feel so bad about my joke earlier, no.
You can talk about miscarriages. It's a thing. It happens. It's terrible.
Happened.
I don't know. I guess I didn't know that.
I don't know.
Well, and any guy who follows football, what Sodi's talking about is Kittle had a game where he scored 3 touchdowns.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was on a special day.
Oh, very.
Yep.
Super cool.
Mm-hmm. So I can't wait. I started 2 briefly, and so it just starts right with JJ.
Ouch.
And I'm holding off.
So, yeah, I was going to say, I made it 10 minutes into episode 2.
Yeah.
And they saved episode 2. All of a sudden, it's Devontae and JJ.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't do this right now.
This will be great.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I was like, I got to pay closer attention.
Put it back in the fridge. I'm like, no,
I can't right now. Yeah. Can't wait. Maybe tonight. Maybe.
Well, I don't have College Football 25, so I have to save shows.
You going
to
get PS5?
I don't know. Second half's going to crack open. Yeah,
he's like, is one going to be given to me?
Come on, man. I'm like a freaking Make-A-Wish kid. Kind of.
What else we got?
I'm just kidding.
Execs, coaches, and scouts voted on their top. They did lists, like I do.
Oh, my God. Rushmore's?
Fuck.
And they did one for wide receivers. Who do you think? Who are you thinking? They did the top 10. Number 10 just requested a trade.
Oh, Ayuk.
Brandon.
Yep.
Let's go. Brandon.
Think he,
how many Brandons?
Where should he go? He should go to KC. They should figure out how to get him.
Shut the front door. Don't say things like that. Don't put that out there. He should go to Miami.
Well, that'd be great too.
DC.
Mm-hmm. What?
With Jalen.
No, until they change their name to the Warriors, I wish them ill.
You think Pats would give up?
The Warriors?
The Washington Warriors. Yes, they should have done that. The Commanders is.
Nah, it should be like.
Why would you name them the Commanders when we're condemning every commander we've ever had in the military? Not we're tearing their statues down. We hate them now.
Yep. Number 9.
Warriors, though, will always be cool.
That's true. Number 9, Stephon Diggs.
It's Stephon. Okay. Is it not?
Number 8, Mike Evans. 7, Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
6, A.J. Brown. I switched those two. Totally switched those two, first of all.
No, I would say A.J. Brown's still doing it.
I'm actually going to put Amon-Ra in front of this next guy, too. At this point in their careers, Davante Adams.
I would not.
Number 4, CeeDee Lamb.
Nope.
3, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yep.
2, Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
Ew, gross.
You don't like that?
Mm-mm.
Sounds like you want him in fantasy, so you're going to tell everyone how terrible he is.
Leading receiver last year.
I really don't want him.
Number 1, J.J.
Do you want Amon-Ra St. Brown?
No, not anymore.
J.J.
What happened?
You're going to fill me in there. What's going on? Why the turn on Amon-Ra? Why is he going to be a bust?
Every week you ask what why you want, is he what be a he bust? Wants for Amon-Ra.
I know, right? And he should have listened last week because now that window's closed and I'm no longer in on him.
It's a diversion tactic. He's going to come back to you.
That's a gut feeling.
It's an offense that puts up 30 points a game and he's a number one wide receiver. Doc. So
it's all fart. Let it out.
So, yeah, exactly. They also did it for offensive tackles.
I do it for Dale.
Can we not read it?
We're not going to read it. Okay. I'm just going to say that Christian Darrisaw got number 6. And there's no Packers. Our first rounders are yet to sign. What gives? Doc, what does that mean? Why aren't they signing? They're like 2 of 3 rookies who haven't signed or something.
I don't know. They're probably just trying to work out guaranteed money.
Did we figure out if Addison was high or drunk?
Isn't it a fixed scale? No, I haven't heard anything on that.
Can you Google
yet.
That? I can't see in these sunglasses.
So, I do have that.
I want to see if...
Are you ready for him to get cut?
No!
Where did you see this? That won't happen.
It's happening. I don't want this. I want the kid to get help.
He gets fired up.
I want him to get help. I want him to be a part of this because I think him... And JJ, it's going to be awesome.
The problem is he doesn't want to help himself. He's out there posting Instagram photos of him drinking the next morning.
It was a mimosa.
Are you serious, though? That's fucked. I'm sorry.
We don't know that he was drinking.
Google it. Was it? Because if he was on an edible and the next morning he's on mimosas, my man.
Ben Gessling says on KFan that alcohol may not have been involved with the arrest on wide receiver Jordan Addison, but actually marijuana.
He was exhausted on a gummy.
But here's the problem. Yeah. You still don't post that on Instagram the next
morning.
Yeah,
he was driving a Rolls Royce. You shouldn't be. Yeah. You fall asleep driving a Rolls Royce.
I get it. It's not a good look.
Maybe it was just orange juice in a wine glass.
Yeah, absolutely. He's just being classy.
Georgie and I have ran out of dishes before in LA. Well, you want a little apple juice?
Well, so the champagne bottle was there too. So,
come on, Jordan. Help yourself, young man.
Figure it out, Jordan. Figure it out.
I don't want him to get cut. I do not. I want him.
That won't happen. Where did you see that?
You really got to ask yourself now. Was he really racing home for a pet last year?
Have we seen the dog? Does anyone know the dog exists? Anybody? That was his excuse, right?
Yeah. Picture.
Oh my God. Picture his marketing manager. Brilliant.
Picture it didn't happen.
And then this year they're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. What now, dude? Why'd you fall asleep? Did the dog drug you? Did the dog sing you to sleep?
I think
the dog?
So here's the story. Come on. Here's the story that gets him out of it. I was just sitting down with friends and we were going to start in a Lord of the Rings extended cut marathon. So we had a couple gummies. They set in, I panicked and I started driving. I tried to go home.
This is not a bad
thing. I tried going home. I like and
that. Did this happen to you?
Yeah. Wait, what?
No, not no, like, it didn't.
This story's too well thought out.
But everyone would be like, oh man, Lord of the Rings extended marathon, high as shit.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Man.
Dude, Callie.
Get out of there. Oh, and then he panicked.
Callie, big money.
He got anxious because higher dosage than he was led to believe or something. They hit him weird.
Yeah,
and
he just thought they were normal gummy bears.
He's got to get out of there.
He just ate the whole pack and thought they were normal gummy bears.
He's got to get out of there and they really set in when he starts driving.
I was like the candy bar there one day. Yeah. We're like, oh, we'll just play Call of Duty or Battlefield. By the way, Battlefield over Call of Duty. Let's start
every day.
That. Yep, all day.
No.
Yes.
Whoa.
If Battlefield did a Warzone type thing, yeah,
so,
be
so
all over.
Let
it.
Let me ask you this:
be all over it.
Do you like just playing laser tag? Because that's all Call of Duty is. It's glorified laser tag. You're jumping, hopping, shooting around in every direction. Battlefield? Georgia used to airlift
that,
my
for
ass
one, that's not what
into
I
a
do.
Hot LZ, baby. Into a hot LZ. I'd be...
Sodi's also unfamiliar with Warzone.
Yeah, for one, that's not what I do, son.
Are you calling me son?
I put on my ghillie suit. Get out there in the woods.
Are you forgetting who daddy is? Are you sitting up straight over there? I got a Dale Earnhardt shirt on. You know what that means?
Then?
No, but what were you saying?
That means you like to turn left.
So
do
you.
Right?
You would very much like Warzone. You would very much like Warzone.
Tell me about it.
Well, you, Warzone. You,
it's a war.
You should
it's
know
a,
about Warzone.
It's a Warzone.
It's fun Call of Duty.
Amazing how
it's
I have
fun
these
Call
friends.
Of Duty. Fun Call of Duty.
Nobody's ever showed me Warzone.
Hmm. It's fun Call of Duty, and it's why I will play Call of Duty right now instead of Battlefield.
You know what? Actually, I think he had Warzone, and I deleted it that one night. Download the freaking War Thunder game so I could drive tanks into the ocean.
Yeah, that's a massive download.
He did that.
I deleted everything.
Oh, my God.
He deleted my streaming services.
Make yourself
You're a
at
terrible
home.
Friend.
Make yourself at home. If I was at home, I'd clear my queue to make room for War Thunder.
You deleted my streaming services?
Yes, sir.
And Warzone. To make room for an airplane simulator.
How big is that airplane?
It's not
simulator.
An airplane simulator. It's a cross, it's a multi-platform
you know how
RPG
go.
Where exactly. You can be flying planes, driving battleships, tanks, jeeps, helicopters, all of it. It's every aspect of military with motors. It's military motors. War Thunder. Dude.
War Thunder.
Listen, so Xboxers, PCers, PlayStationers, guess what? Kind of like the Libertarian Party, everybody comes together and agrees on things. In War Thunder.
Shut up.
Come on!
I think you should campaign on that.
Don't tread on me, baby.
War Thunder.
No step on snack.
So you know why people make fun of it? Because they don't want people to be a part of it.
That's right.
That is the one party that will...
not let anyone step on them.
So just so you know, the system is not... like when people are like, oh, the system's broken, we need to fix it. The system's fricked. It needs to be cracked in half, burned at the stake, and we start over.
Yeah.
We need to start electing officials that don't want to be politicians.
Alexander Hamilton.
Who's that?
All right. Did you guys see that, the national anthem at the Home Run Derby?
She had an earpiece malfunction. I'm going to... As a professional singer, I've had that happen.
She said
she's
herself
checking
she was
herself
wasted.
Into rehab.
She said herself she was wasted and she's going to rehab.
He's also had that happen.
As a professional singer. Wait, are you serious?
As someone who has sung karaoke, very drunk. That's what you sound like. That's what you're going to sound like. That was bad.
No.
And no one is happier. No one is happier than Fergie. From her national anthem, the NBA All-Star Game. What? You don't remember that?
Yeah,
it was years ago now, but...
Did she go to rehab after?
No, she just tried to make it sexy and it sounded awful.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, well, she's thankful right now.
Do you think Fergie's good at making songs sexy?
No.
What about My Hopes?
Nope.
That song did nothing for you?
So
I remember
maybe
you had
in
an
the
MP3
junior high.
Player.
Maybe in the junior high.
You had an MP3 player the size of a freaking Tic Tac container.
Yeah.
That held about 60 songs. We were in the back
of
your parents.
60 songs. Yep.
Ford
my
Explorer.
My first MP3 player.
Pickup. Remember the crew cab Ford Explorer?
Yep.
That thing was so cool. We were in the back of that, headed up to the cabin. Is that when we got left at Mille Lacs Meats? You remember that?
What?
Didn't we get left at Mille Lacs Meats? Jumped out of the truck and your dad drove away?
That was at a bait shop going up to Lake of the Woods.
It was Mille Lacs Meats.
We're just like, what if we just like got
out
of the car?
Yeah. And his dad was just
fucking left.
Got in the truck like we were sleeping. Obviously, he didn't look back. He just drove away. And then George and I realized like, ah, our phones and shit are in there. And he just, So we literally went into the bait shop, and the guy's like, "Can I guys help?
Fucking stunk like minnows.
Can you help? Can I help you find anything?" We're like, "Ah, no, we're just waiting for what? Like for him to realize we're not back there." And then we go outside. You can hear him just flying back. He was pissed.
He was pissed.
He was pissed.
We were on a schedule. He was pissed.
Jesus, your dad's a gem.
That was great.
Wow,
that was good stuff. Oh. A little pop culture. A little whatever. A little this. A little that.
Wait,
what do you think Minnesota ranks fifth in?
Okay.
You can go ahead.
No. I think they rank fifth in decency.
Overall decency?
Yeah.
No.
Out of five.
Doc.
Doc, what do you think they rank fifth in?
What do you think they rank?
Doc, what do you think? Come on. Say something. Give us something. Doc.
What do you think?
Come on. Fifth in what?
Like fifth out of what?
Strawberries.
Like,
what is...
Fifth out of 52.
Maybe it's... Oh,
or 50.
Happiness.
Maybe it's happiness. Doc, maybe it's happiness.
He fucking...
I'm really glad so he didn't catch that.
What?
Okay. Can you just please come up with something and we're just going to go right over that?
No.
Come on.
No, we're going to rewind that. Come Let's on. Recall it.
What did he say?
Okay, for one, you know how he thought there was five people on Rushmore? He thinks there's 52 states.
There is. Yeah.
This is why I have that elevator drone.
It's us.
It's right
definitely
here.
Us. It's absolutely
us. This is it.
It's absolutely us.
He's just flying through a tornado riding a bicycle.
Out of 50.
All right. Fifth out of 50.
Oh, dude. That's how the media
take
gets
home
us.
Pay.
Seriously, no. No,
take
he said 52
oh, I could see
like
it,
states,
no.
And I believed him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's not.
I know.
This is how the media gets us.
I get it.
Dude,
Texas.
You're the problem. Yeah. No. Feldman was right.
Best quality sleep.
Remember when...
We're fifth.
Gopher Stadium was
we
going
get the
vegan.
Best sleep. And how much do you think that correlates with how much of a drinking state we are?
I think it correlates the fact that it's dark for 6 months.
Yeah.
I think the sun goes away and people go to sleep.
And we're just like,
I think bears probably get more sleep than something that a pelican, maybe? I think bears probably rank fifth over pelicans. I bet Floridians don't get sleep, but I bet they rank number one in frickin' tans. I promise you that. We're the most translucent folk, but God,
oh, yeah,
do we sleep
see,
well?
You can see right through me in the
Where's
wintertime.
The barbecue? God.
I think it's just sitting upstairs,
that
if I'm being honest.
Mad. What?
That pisses me off.
Hey! Getting cold.
Sure hope not.
Yeah, she ate hers.
Hot.
Hey, Doc, this is for you. Natalie Portman.
Hey, we need to speed this up if that's what this is what we're waiting on.
Okay, though. Hey, we're good. We're good. Natalie Portman, her next role... is the most important of her career.
Mad Max?
Bluey.
Being a mother?
Bluey.
Oh, my God.
Bluey.
No, they got Bluey. Bluey's been tainted.
You have said some very good things about Bluey.
But they got Bluey.
What do you mean that's her next role?
Yeah, she's going to do a voice on Bluey.
A voice or the voice?
A voice. Calls her role in Bluey the most important of her life.
What is it?
Why, though? Why is it so important? What's she going to say?
Dude, yeah, you can't just headline that.
This is people.com.
Oh, God.
It's
I'm out. I'm out.
Quote, one of the most important of her career, quote, it's pure joy. That's all she said, but.
So is she like in a episode?
It's so wonderful. It's pure joy, she added. Get rid of that.
Georgie, I love you, but that's stupid.
I was a narrator of a nature documentary that they were watching. Portman explained of her appearance in the hit animated series. It's a very important show for my family, and I was really, really honored to be a part of it.
I'm really surprised that
Portman shares two children, son Aleph, 13, and daughter Amalia, 7, with her ex-husband Benjamin Millipede.
What? I killed one of those in my basement last
Me
week.
Me too.
Okay. Wait a minute. What? Benjamin Millipede?
M-I-L-L-E-P-I-E-D.
Dibs. Band name.
E-P-I-E-D.
Band name. Benjamin and the Millipedes.
Portman provided the voice for a character credited only as the, quote, whale.
Great movie,
Daco narrator? Narrator?
Daco?
This is silly, dude.
D-O-C-O.
This narrator. Is silly.
Perfect.
Why?
Anyway.
Her most important role is the one that I just said.
Bluey?
Which is what? I didn't hear it.
Oh, it just right over. I said being a mother.
Uh-huh. No, I heard that. Well, sure, but
a little her
acting. Her acting.
No, he's right.
Well, yeah. All right. Anyways.
Listen here in Thunder Hands.
I keep hearing good shit about Bluey is my point. And I'll never watch it, but.
Why not? Is it because you're not 12?
You can.
Or 6?
You can throw that bitch on.
Yeah. He's got something for me.
New got t-shirt something, got something with for... Bluey on it. Throw that bitch
Throw
on.
Throw that bitch on.
Come on, baby.
Oh. You got something for 30-year-olds?
Ouch. You might learn something.
Shit.
Look at these. They just keep
Shit.
Getting, they just keep getting shorter. Hang on.
What are you showing us here? Nice. Yeah, let's Stop. Get that. Let's get that for instance. Here we go.
Preemie.
I'll be trolling here in a minute.
I guess. Alec Baldwin's arrest case dismissed over withheld evidence. And he cried in the courtroom.
Oh, shit. Obviously. Yep. He's protected. So let me ask you, Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. That might be unabashed.
Okay. You're right. All right. I never dove too far into it, but I always wondered, as the actor, like, he should not be to blame. Right?
What?
Because he shot someone on accident on the set of Rust, but it was the armorer. Had live rounds in there. She's in jail right now.
There's a reason.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. All I'll say is, kind of like what... There are certain scenarios, I'll just say, where there are unacceptable things that happen. You should, if you're going to have a movie where you're shooting with guns, there should not be a live round within a mile of that setting.
You would think. You would absolutely
Let's
think,
say
right?
you want to have an important person have a speech. There should not be a live round within a mile of that. That's not in the barrel of somebody that's supposed to have it. George.
You are correct.
I wish Dale was here.
You guys' opinion. Has snackflation gone too far?
Snackflation?
Yeah.
I don't eat snacks.
Bullshit.
I don't.
I mean, inflation has gone too far.
Snackflation, though. Snack prices.
Yes, everything. Every insane. Price. Insane.
Chip
Are
prices.
You kidding me?
Chip
All
prices.
Prices.
Everything.
Okay, sure.
How much does it cost to feed your dog?
Okay, my point is...
Oh, my God,
for
dude.
Like...
That's a good point. The size of a football.
I had to switch dog food.
Yeah.
Because the dog food I was using went from 40... To 70.
100%.
And they took away 5 pounds.
Yup.
What? I said, no, yep. no thank you.
Because really? If they doubled the
Who's
price.
Who's that? Call them out. Who is that? Call them out.
Blue Buffalo.
Yeah. No, they got way too big for their britches. 100% way too big for their britches.
Everybody mm-hmm. did.
Fromm's. Fromm's price has not changed on me.
My dog enjoys Member's Mark.
Nice. You know what my dogs eat? What I didn't, dude. Eggs, bacon, sausage, home fries, hash browns. Good you should stuff. See their poops.
Good stuff.
They're solid.
Yeah, they're...
The point I was making is, yeah, you're trying to go to the store, you buy two bags of Doritos.
I don't even have to pick
them
up.
$9 now
I just
for two
them.
Bags of chips.
I just kick
crazy. You crank that up. It's that number's crazy. Probably more like 10 or 11.
It might be. For two bags of Doritos, it's
Dude,
nuts.
My freaking Snyder's pretzel sandwiches, that bag.
Yeah.
That little bag. You know how much that is?
It's $5.
Over. Yeah. Five. It's like $5.39.
Jeez.
I don't eat snacks
by the way.
Anymore, though.
By the way, Walmart, everybody, please stock Snyder's
okay.
pretzel sandwiches.
Well, fuck me. I'm a huge snacker, so.
I love snacks.
Yeah.
But it's just too much. And
y'all are snacks yourselves, just in case you haven't looked
I'm a fucking dinner boy.
Ooh. It's a better profane episode. I'm a huge fan of it.
Let's go. Let's go.
Well, we're amped up, man. Some stuff's happening in the world.
Telling you.
Gotta be fired up.
God dang it.
Guys, the Olympics are happening with an ant. It's a huge part of Team
oh,
USA.
Oh, Caitlin
it's
Clark
crazy.
Part of the women's team? She's pretty talented.
She's not.
Oh, that's
actually.
Weird. She got wow. snubbed?
I know. It sucks, right?
Who decided the Olympic team?
Guess I won't be watching that.
Someone who wasn't worried about ratings.
I won't be watching.
And I will not be watching because of that.
Is Michael Phelps still getting wet?
No.
I wish.
But Caitlin Clark did win the ESPY for Best College Athlete.
Who fixed his...
Seriously, so the...
Do you want to get canceled?
What?
That's how we get canceled.
Why?
You can't bring light to Caitlin Clark. Don't accolade her.
You know that's voodoo juju boo-boo.
She's great.
I know.
USA has played their first three exhibition games in Ant. Sure, experimentation with lineup so far, but so far he's the leading scorer.
I told you this was going to happen. You should not be proud of that.
Dude, I'm so...
Why not?
Have you been watching him?
He's so good, dude.
Doc, this opportunity to play with LeBron and Steph and KD.
He hasn't been to a game yet, has he? That's why.
Everyone.
That's why he still hates.
Probably.
You have to see him.
He's 22. This is a very good thing.
Can't wait till the games matter.
This is a very good thing.
They matter when we're in the playoffs.
They're wearing him out now.
No, he's 22. Uh-uh.
All right.
The Olympics are once every 4 years.
That's fine. Mm-mm. Okay.
Are you worn out?
When
Doc, look at all the NBA players who are 35 or up right now.
Let's talk in April.
Oh, you don't think? He's going to have rest days. They're going to do that for
him.
We'll talk in April. Load management. Forget about him.
We'll talk about it in April.
Forget about him. Embiid's still flopping.
By the way, load management's been a disappointment so far.
I think they don't call that in FIBA.
A lot of marriages.
They don't call that in FIBA. Quit doing it. Speaking of ants,
how about the people destroying every stadium in Copa America?
God, for real,
dude. They're
in allowing.
I thought Philly fans were bad.
And making ticket holders.
I thought Eagles fans were
like ticket. No, ticket holders had to be turned away and shit, and they're not getting refunds.
Can you imagine Eagles fans in South America?
I can imagine.
That's what I said.
Well,
is that not what I said?
I imagine a massacre if they're wearing green, because apparently you can't wear green in freaking Brazil because of the gang stuff,
right?
By the way, the Jets and Eagles are going to go play in Brazil, and they can't wear green.
That's not a thing.
It's not?
No, I was
debunked. Well, it's definitely not the Jets.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers. By the way, fun fact. You heard it here first. Devontae Adams will play for the Jets this season.
That's not the first place I've heard that.
Really?
I've never heard it.
No, pundits have, like, that's
a pundit. What's a pundit?
A pundit?
What did you just say?
Pundit.
Pundit. What's a pundit?
A talking head.
A talking head?
Like,
do you mean like from Easter Island?
Fuck off.
Google pundit. Tell me what that means. If you're going to use a word, you better fucking know what it means. I'm sorry.
No, cuss
an expert in a particular subject or field.
Vocabulary is important to me. I don't know what pundit means.
An expert in a particular subject or field who is frequently called on to give opinions.
All right, worried, bro. Use it.
So that's us.
Yeah. We're pundits.
We're fucking pundits.
We're pundits.
Ah, woo.
Like an echo.
What are we pundits on?
Speaking of ants, speaking of Netflix.
Oh, I got a bug bite on my knee and I just broke it open.
In the vein of quarterback and now receiver, they are doing an NBA version, and Ant is expected to be the star of that. And I can't fucking wait. It's going to be so good.
I don't know about the star. He's going to be a star.
He said that.
He said that, of course.
He's a big, bright, shiny star.
This is from Shams.
Doc,
this is from Shams
Charania. Have you ever looked yourself in the mirror after a shower and said, I'm a star? I'm a big, bright, shiny star.
Boogie Nights, great movie. Nice, Sody. Fuck yeah.
Let's go.
From Shams, even, Doc. Shams said this.
Sham, wow.
Timberwolves all-NBA guard Anthony Edwards, is expected to be the breakaway star of the NBA show on Netflix set to release in the fall. Series also feels LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Jim Butt, and Domantas Sabonis.
What? Say the last one again.
Domantas Sabonis. The one before that, Jim Butt.
He's just a bonus.
Domantas Sabonis. Are you casting spells?
Saboner.
I feel like if you would have waved the wand and said Sabonis, Sabonis, my butt would have got bigger. Like, my butt would have doubled in size.
Maybe.
Sabonis, Sabonis.
It's going to be great. Can't wait for that.
Did you guys see the size of that freaking pike I caught? Cut my finger.
I am jealous of the Knicks.
Ooh, that's a deadly sin. Shouldn't do that.
Because they re-signed Jalen Brunson, or just signed him to a contract extension.
Who?
This motherfucker took a $113 million discount.
Yeah, he did.
To give his team a better chance at a championship. What sport are we
talking about? This basketball. I love basketball.
You hear what I said?
Yeah, Jalen Brunson.
What'd he do?
He 113 mil, baby. Pew.
He took a $113 million discount on his max contract.
You can get that same discount if you apply for the 3-ply membership on our Patreon. Similar. Over 18 years, I think you'd get a similar discount.
It sounds about right.
Very accurate. Cheap. Discount. Patreon.com/secondoffice. But seriously, what do you think of the...
Not much, honestly. Most of the day. Dude, I just look forward to... This is my highlight. Every week is you guys.
Let's discuss for a second, because shit, if he takes a $113 million discount to help the team win a championship.
Yeah, I wish Kirk Cousins would have done something like that.
Yeah.
I wish Justin Jefferson would have done something like that.
Are people going to follow? Or
I
is
wish
this,
Danielle Hunter would have done something like that.
James Harden took a small discount a few years back with Philly.
But not like this.
No, not like $113 mil. That's it's crazy.
So is he admitting that he's trash now?
No, he's an amazing player and was eligible for a full max contract.
But he also set himself up for
future.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of worked out, but right now, $113 mil.
So the team's like, great, let's go on a damn spending spree, I'm sure.
Well, kept him out of the second apron.
Yeah, Manning kept him out of the second apron.
I don't know what that means.
There's the first and second apron
now. I
don't
even know what the fucking first apron is.
It makes it really hard for teams.
Are we in a kitchen now? Why are we wearing aprons?
Ask the NBA. It's confusing.
Yeah, I've never seen an apron Silver. In the NBA.
But the Timberwolves have two aprons on, and it's going to be tough for them next
couple. Is Goodell running the NBA now?
You can't do any trades or anything. It's so hard.
You can't
do
trades. You can barely sign free agents. There's a lot. There's a lot. So.
Where's the barbecue?
I don't know.
There's no way it's not upstairs.
God, I'm just.
It's cold. Are you serious? The whole thing's done?
Yeah.
You made us.
What?
You made us do the whole thing.
I wanted to be eating barbecue on TV.
I know, I
TV.
Did too. I did too.
We're going to be eating barbecue on Unabashed, I promise you. Right. Unabashed Belligerents. Guys, tune in. Can we do like the first 2 minutes of YouTube on Unabashed so they can see us freaking hammer this?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
F Dave's?
Hell yeah. FDs?
Send us a couple of trucker hats, Famous Dave's, and we'll eat your barbecue more often, I promise. Anybody, by the way, that wants to just be sponsored, send a trucker hat, and we'll wear it.
We'll totally wear it. We'll absolutely wear it. Check us out. Like, subscribe on YouTube. If you want to see Sody's tan lines, if you want to see the fish he caught, check that out. If you want some sweet-ass merch, secondoffice.org. If you want to listen to Sody pop off, if you want some sweet-ass top five lists, patreon.com/secondoffice. What?
I wish I could smell better. I probably could have picked up on that roast chicken upstairs.
Yeah.
God. I can't, dude.
Man, this burger, pulled pork sandwich.
You got a burger from a barbecue joint?
With pulled pork stacked on top.
Christ.